All night long, public mourners have been filing by the remains of former President George H.W. Bush at the Capitol Building in Washington as friends and former colleagues are remembering his legacy. Andrew Natsios is director of the Scowcroft Institute of International Affairs at the Bush School of Government and Public Service. It's at Texas A&M University, where the Bush Presidential Library is located. Natsios is a former Massachusetts state lawmaker who co-chaired the Massachusetts campaign for Bush's 1980 presidential run. He worked for Bush at USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development. We spoke to Andrew Natsios yesterday and asked him to describe the mood on campus at Texas A&M, where President Bush will be buried.
I like Shakespeare's quote, "It's sweet sadness." He was a folk hero here, and it's sad for us all to say goodbye, particularly for me after knowing him for 40 years now. But he's had an extraordinary life, a career of service. He was a gentleman in a time where gentlemen are not revered in politics anymore, unfortunately. And his leadership skills and his diplomatic skills basically let the Soviet Union slide into history without a war, because most empires, when they collapse, is a war.
Is that, from your point of view, as a foreign policy expert yourself, the most significant achievement of the Bush years, do you think?
His first and greatest accomplishment was working with Gorbachev to liberate Eastern Europe and to end the Cold War.
I am optimistic that as the West works patiently together and increasingly cooperates with the Soviet Union, we can realize a lasting peace and transform the East-West relationship to one of enduring cooperation.
The second one was to the unification of Germany. I think the third great accomplishment was the greatest coalition in world history to liberate Kuwait from Saddam Hussein's invasion and to establish the sanctity of borders. And he strengthened the international system. He strengthened the United Nations as a system. And I think he made a lot of contributions in Africa that are almost unknown.
I'm wondering, do you see lasting influence on foreign policy today from the Bush years, relationships or approaches you can still see his fingerprints on?
The European Union took off because of a very strong Germany. And Germany, of course, had fought two wars in Europe, devastating consequences for the continent. And now Germany is a peaceful ally of the United States and a major economic power in Europe and in the European Union. I think a lot of that happened because George Bush orchestrated this reunification of the country.
Why do you think today's view of President Bush regarding his foreign policy prowess is evolving today, is changing, as folks recognize that he had significant achievements?
One thing he did not do well, he never bragged about or promoted his own success stories. He was very cautious about that, very prudent. When the Soviet Empire collapsed in Eastern Europe, he could easily have danced on the grave, but he thought it would have encouraged a coup against Gorbachev, so he didn't do it. But we're only realizing that now in retrospect, because historically, looking back now, it's with some perspective, comparing it to everything else that's been going on, George Bush, he knew what he was doing.
What do you consider to be his greatest legacy?
I think his greatest legacy is his commitment to public service. The public service is an honorable profession. He represents for me the old Yankee ethos, not just of service, but of a broad international view of the world, American leadership in the world. And more importantly, he had a much longer time horizon in terms of where he thought America should be and where America should go than the next presidential election. That may have been one of his weaknesses in domestic politics. He wasn't planning on the next election. He was planning on what was right for the country decades into the future.
Andrew Natsios, thank you very much for speaking to us on WBUR. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob.
Andrew Natsios is director of the Scowcroft Institute of International Affairs at the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M University.